It's Mountain Meister Recap Time.
This is your Mountain Meister's Recap with Kevin Hamlin.
Here we go. Kevin Hamlin joining me in studio.
How's it going?
It's going well. Week 4 in the books.
Another beautiful day.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. Keep that going.
Absolutely. Corey mentioned that yesterday. He's like, wow, the Mountain Meister's got another bluebird day.
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous. I don't know what's going on, but I'll take it.
Yeah, we won't complain. We won't say anything about it. We're having a good time with that. I did read your little write-up in the paper for the Conway Daily Sun, and you said it was kind of a course with a swing to it today.
Eddie Bradley set a course, and I mean, with the cold weather at night, the snow firmed up pretty good, so he could finally throw a little swingier course in there and make you earn your turns there. So it was good. The course held up great. There were no issues whatsoever, and
excellent.
It was definitely a fun day.
How was the turnout when it comes to participation?
Turnout was great. Again, we're holding strong, right around 300 Meisters every Wednesday.
Okay,
we have 330 signed up and have race, so that's good. And then the last 2 weeks, we raised money for the White Mountain Trail Collective, and I just got a text message that we raised over $600.
Excellent.
For the trail collective.
For that pay to play. Now, do you believe that thing you said last week that you kind of extended the hours for that, started a little bit earlier with the pay to play?
Yeah, we did it all. So this week, I wanted to try it out. We did it all day, and I think before noontime, we had already raised almost a couple $100. So
awesome.
I think it worked out for the best.
Yeah,
and
I think it's a great idea.
It didn't disrupt the course or lines or anything, so...
Yeah, well,
that's
worth
the way
it.
To go.
Well worth it, for sure. And I know that, so starting off next week now, you get the N 68 Hours of Hunger we'll be raising money for.
Yeah, those next 2 weeks, we'll raise some money for that. So
another great local cause to get behind.
Yep.
It's always for the kids.
Always for the kids.
So the course was a little bit of a swing to it, but didn't throw anybody for any loops or anything. It seemed to be a good day.
There was a couple crashes, me being one of them.
Fair enough.
A little lazy, but hey, it happens. But nothing serious.
Okay.
And everybody made it down through, so it is definitely a good time.
That is a good time. And now, what about for next week when it comes to the course? Is anything, should we be aware of anything?
No, next week will be another normal course. I'm setting, so we'll see what the snow is like. Maybe I'll throw another swinger in there. But.
Very cool. And then I know there's always things happening over at Cranmore. I know, for example, you guys had Reckless when it comes to the Opry ski party that happens afterwards.
Yeah,
there's always
something
going on.
Yeah, they played. Reckless played after. Always have some raffle prizes to give away, and Tuckerman's is always doing their kick the keg.
Yeah.
So it's always a good time.
Excellent.
So, and there were a lot of people out skiing yesterday because it was just such a nice day. So
very good.
It was awesome.
Very good. Look forward to the this weekend over at Cranmore.
This weekend we got some stuff going on.
Okay.
So we have our second 10 the Trails event. That's on Sunday. You can ski or ride with your favorite bartenders at Zips in the morning.
All right.
So take some runs, and then afterwards they have a little Bloody Mary bar going on. So you just need a valid lift ticket for that.
Sure.
And then if you want to continue raising some money for the White Mountain Trail Collective, you can come by on Saturday. They're doing February 9th.
Mm-hmm.
At Cranmore, they're doing the winter amazing race.
Okay.
So you go around the slopes, you answer some riddles, find your way around, answer questions.
Sure.
I think it's all ski related stuff. So
yeah.
We'll see.
It's always fun to add a different element to it.
Cool.
Why not?
Thing. So you can go on Cranmore's event calendar to find more information about that.
Of course.
And then the big thing I want to talk about is Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We have the New England Masters is holding their dual-paneled slalom, which is the Ian Meserve Cup. So that's a fundraiser for the Ian Meserve Fund.
Mm-hmm.
So should be some info on Cranmore for that.
Yep.
But if not, you can go to nemasters.org. Has all the information on that. If you register before Sunday, it's $55, and the day of is $65. Kids are $45. Anybody can race it.
Okay.
It's going to be a good time. The Red Parker Pub has let us use their start gates.
Excellent.
In the afternoon, we'll have little dual runoff, so you get to race up against the person, and it's going to be a really good day, really fun time.
And that's coming
and
up
for
this,
a good cause.
And that's coming up this Sunday, you said?
This Sunday, the 2nd. Yeah.
All right. Very cool. And then, of course, yes, you can check out Cranmore.com for full details on that. You can always follow the Mountain Meisters on Facebook for updates. And like Kevin mentioned, nemasters.org is the good website to hit up. I know over tonight, actually, over at Mountain Meisters, or at least Cranmore Mountain. I'm sure Meisters will be there. Jen's friends is joining for some country line dancing.
They got the line dancing
over
going
at Zips,
tonight, yeah.
Zips Pub. We might as well give them a little bit of a plug.
If you like to line dance, head on down.
Thought that was a nice thing. We talked about it this morning, and I thought we'd bring it back up here just in case somebody missed it. But they're raising money, $10 a ticket for that, for Jen's friends. Another
and
great
Jen's friends
organization.
Is a great organization. That's our last race of the year where you get to donate up in the bucket and take as many runs as you want. So
yeah,
that's
for sure. So I'm sure the Meisters will turn out for that one too. You get some country line dancing going on tonight. And then this weekend, all of the fun with the Masters race that Kevin's talking about. And, of course, we'll be looking forward to next week when it comes to Mountain Meisters and see what we can do for N68 Hours of Hunger.
Absolutely.
Part of that community effort.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Raise the bar.
All right, Kevin, we appreciate it. Thanks for stopping
right,
by.
Thank you.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.